Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. In today's program, we are studying the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Here's Pastor Ryan.
He says that it's for them, and he says that that grace, having spread amongst them all, has created thanksgiving to be given to God. Because Paul stood for God, took the beatings, God comforted him. He's the most blessed man in our story. He's amazingly blessed. He has seen the result of his pain in the fact that sinners all around Corinth were saying, "We want Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We're done." They were coming to faith. That grace spread out. When we stand for God, when we are we present ourselves as living sacrifices before God for all that he has done for us, that's when people see, sinners see, the lost see, they look at your life, and that grace, man, it hits people, and they know that you're real. They know that I'm real, and they say, we want that. We want that change. We acknowledge that we're sinners, and we need Jesus in our heart. And that's what happened all over Corinth. And what sinners do when they're grateful for their salvation, when they realize that Jesus has forgiven them of all of their sins, that his precious blood has done that, and that he's given them his Holy Spirit, my goodness, it causes all these sinners saved by grace to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So heaven sees, Paul knows, I may not see it with my own eyes, but I know grace has gone throughout all Corinth, and people are thanking God. That's what we want. We want it just to go everywhere so people can thank God that they are saved because of the gospel message. This is all for their sakes. We're already in. We're going to heaven. We need to try to get some people to go with us. If we believe, then let us speak. If we believe, then let us speak. Verse 16, Therefore, because of the things that we've been talking about, because we are going to be raised up by God as he raised Jesus up from the grave, because we have received mercy as he spoke about in the first verse, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we who believe in Christ, we have received mercy. The wrath of God no longer abides in us. We are free from the judgment to come. We are going to heaven. We are forgiven. We've received mercy. So because of the mercy, because we're going to get resurrected bodies one day, because we have seen what the grace of God in our lives, and we've seen it spread to other people, and people are coming to know Jesus, and they're thanking him. Because we have seen all of these things, and experienced all of these things, he says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. God is, in other words, God has been and is and always will be too good to me for me to lose heart. But we all despair, and so does Paul. All of this talk about not losing heart. He knew something about that. God had to come alongside Paul many a times, and God will have to come alongside us many a times so that we do not lose heart. And as he listed all of the afflictions, we are hard pressed on every side, but because of God, we're not crushed, right? We are perplexed, but because of God, we're not in despair. We are persecuted, but because of God, we're not forsaken. Always caring about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. We do not lose heart because God is with us. We do not lose heart because God will never leave us. Never, ever leave us. He says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And so Paul, as he's getting older, traveling around, preaching the afflictions, the troubles, the blessings, one big package of blessings, right? But he recognizes, I'm getting older. My body is seems to be diminishing, perishing. I mean, I'm 48 years old. I love playing basketball. And I remember the days when I can play 6-7 days out of the week and spring back like a spring chicken. Not so much anymore. I got to mark my calendars and put days in between. Say, I'll get those young bucks right here when my knees stop hurting. My feet, you know, it's like, oh, poor Clarissa. She's like, she's the best wife ever. She rubs them feet, man, and loves me. But, you know, I'm 48. And I know the older saints in here might say, young buck, son, don't even talk about diminishing bodies. It's a reality. Even as our bodies get older, it should lift up the head to heaven. We're going to get a new one soon anyways. In about 2 minutes, we're going to be with the Lord. You know, it's like he can come at any moment. You know, my eyes, I got this crazy vision issue 2 years ago. Woke up one morning and everything looks crazy, illuminated. It's been tough, but like the Apostle Paul, God has been my comfort. God has been my comfort. And think about 2,000 years ago, how the Apostle Paul, a thorn in the flesh, was given to him. Satan was allowed to buffet him. Some physical ailment, they believe that it was his eyes too. And that he told the Philippian church, you would have given me your eyes if I would have asked them for you. They loved him so much. But he said, for this thing, I prayed to God 3 times to deliver me. And the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, my strength will be perfected. And so the Apostle Paul kept on. So we have our afflictions. I have mine too. But we got to keep the faith. We got to keep the faith. We don't stop because our bodies are breaking down. We seek the Lord even in that. Help us eat the right things, do the right things, make the altercations that we, alterations, not altercations. alterations that we need to make. And, but he says here, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward is being renewed day by day. Now, the inward man and woman, your spirit, your soul, that's the real you. That's the real me. We're going to go that we're babies in the spirit world sense. Babies. We're going to live for eternity in a new body. I mean, we're babes, maybe toddlers right now. And the inward man or woman gets renewed day by day. It's daily bread, daily interaction with God. We get renewed, we get strengthened, and we have the aches and the pains, but it's the inner man and the inner woman. We focus on our spiritual well-being, and all these other things will be added to you. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. That's why you see very sick brothers and sisters in the Lord who still praise him, who still say, hallelujah, praise the king. It's the inner strength that God gives them that's being renewed every single day. And I would say, if you're losing heart, if you're in despair, Perhaps it's because you're not being renewed day by day by the Lord. Perhaps all the problems and all the afflictions are so much on your mind that your time with God is very little and scarce. We are supposed to be in despair if we don't read this book. It's natural. It'd be a problem if you weren't in despair. You're supposed to be a worried wreck if you read this once every 2 days. We're Christians. That's a relationship with Jesus. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. It's like a plant never getting water. Oh, isn't God so mean to that plant? No, you didn't water the plant. You got to do your part. As Christians, we want to spend time with the Lord. Some might have to ask the question, why are we scarcely spending any time in his word or in prayer? Are we really believers? That's why when it comes to Christian counseling, you know, we try to find out where they're at in their walk with God, their devotional, their time with God throughout their day. And if they're not reading their Bibles and they're not praying and they're not fellowshipping, well, there's your answer right there. What do you want? God's blessing for not doing what he says to do? No doctor on earth can help you with that. It's called repent, go back to Jesus, and stay like this forever. You'll be fine. But we want to be with him forever. Some people come to church, they kind of want one foot in, one foot out. God is so awesome, he sees through all of that. It ain't going to work. Your life will be miserable. You have to give him everything for Christianity to work. Everything. We have to love him more than our children. We have to love him more than our spouses. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so here he calls all of these afflictions, guys, he calls them light. Can you imagine that? He calls it light. It's a light affliction. All of these. He was beating so bad, as I said, he was really hurt so many times. He calls it a light affliction. He calls it a momentary. You know, this is temporary. It's light. What do you mean it's light? How can it be light? Well, it's light because in comparison to our future and the glory that heaven is, and we as believers are already seated in the heavenlies. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him in Christ Jesus. Where we're going is in, you can't even say the words that they speak. It would be a sin here. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. It's so glorious. It's so amazing. And we can be there at any moment. And because of that, Paul has a proper perspective on his trials. They seem heavy and weighty here, but they don't compare when you put your eyes on the Lord and on heaven. These bodies are getting old. We are having our hearts broken on this side of heaven. There is suffering. There is pain. The next chapter will talk about that. We're all groaning to be further clothed and get our new bodies and be in heaven forever. But in the meantime, with the afflictions that we are hit with, we must have proper perspective. A mature Christian will keep his eyes or her eyes on heaven and have the proper perspective on the trials. It's this too shall. Yes. You know what I mean? You're not going to be in this trial forever. Have the proper perspective. Not only that, not only is our future incredible, to see Jesus face to face. When Jesus referenced, spoke about hell, this is how he described it. It's where the worm does not die and fire is not quenched. The furnace of fire, he called it, where there will be wailing and gnashing of the teeth. We were heading there, guys. No ifs, buts about it. Hell is a real place. It is utter darkness, eternal separation from God, and I believe everybody else. Because we are not going there for eternity. Now look at the light of your problems. Not so big anymore. As they say, we're playing with house money. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain. The world out there does never thinks of heaven, never thinks of death. Why should they? They're blinded by Satan. He has done an excellent job of deceiving the world. If the world knew at this moment that they have so many years left and then they're going to be isolated in torturous conditions, unquenchable for 1,000 times trillions, gazillions of years, the churches would be packed. But they don't believe that that is real because Satan has blinded their eyes. Knowing the severity of what's coming, we need to warn people. And that's what the gospel is about. There's very bad news. There's very bad news to give you. You're condemned. Christ came into the world not to condemn. The world is already condemned. You can't condemn a dead horse. The horse is already dead. That's why the Bible says he did not come to condemn, but to save. To save from the hell that they're already heading to. We believed, therefore we speak. Share lovingly with as many people as you can, friends, families, co-workers. Drop a seed. Tell them to repent and give their lives to Jesus Christ. He is the only means of salvation. While we do not look at the things which are seen, I mean, that should be our theme. That should be our model. What's your model? What's your vision? Well, my vision is we do not look at the things that are seen. That's cool. Coming from a guy who's got messed up eyes now. You know, I was blessed to go share at another church yesterday at their servants' lunch in a refuge in Riverside. And they blessed me with the small honorarium, and the card was perfect for my heart. It said, we walk by faith, not by sight. You know what I mean? You know, opening up an envelope and pulling that out. Oh my gosh, Lord. Okay. Give me a break. That's like, he's speaking right to my heart. But we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We look to the unseen. That's where faith comes in again. Faith, Hebrews 11 tells us, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of the things which are, or the things that are seen were not made of things which are visible. We've never seen God face to face, but we've seen his creation. We see the works of his hands. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by feelings, we walk by faith. Our feelings are liars. Our flesh, nothing good dwells in it. Our flesh is trying to take over our mind every day to lie to us and tell us that we can't do it and God's not there and God doesn't see and woe is me and sit down and grab more Cheetos. Just sit on the couch. Don't read the Bible. You read last. Don't pray. He understands. And we're told in the scriptures we are to walk in the spirit, that the spirit and the flesh are always warring. And if we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if we walk in the spirit, we will walk by faith and not by our feelings. If we walk by the spirit, we will stand for what's right in God's word, not by our feelings. Our feelings need to be just put in check. And we walk by faith. All that we see is going to be gone one day. The world doesn't. The world thinks, oh, you know, Jesus is going to clean house and he's coming. In 2 Peter chapter 3, you can write it down, check it out later, verses 10 through 13, it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. It's all going to pass away. But he who trusts in the Lord shall abide forever. Amen. He knows how to preserve the righteous. He knows how to save the righteous and preserve the wicked for the day of doom. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Hey, we got really good news. You're going to hell, but Jesus came to give you a way out. But you must repent of your sin and accept him as your king. He ain't playing games. He knows who are his and who love him and who really love him and who are just playing church. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We pray that it would bear much fruit in our lives, in your church, Sweet Hills. We are your sheep. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Oh, Lord, shepherd us and be glorified with our lives. Use our hands and feet and our speech to proclaim the good news to this dying world. We love you, Father. We know we can't do it on our own strength. So give us that passion, that zeal, that love for the loss. We need a new, fresh love for the loss, that we would care so much that people are perishing around us. For you care so much that they are. And you desire that none perish but come to faith in Jesus Christ. Use us, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts by your Spirit.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.